And joining us this morning is Doug Price from the Colorado Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Renee. Mike.
How was your Labor Day weekend?
Well, I hope it was as much, probably better than the poor people that got stuck at O'Hare.
Right.
A good reason to stay in Colorado Springs. You know, it was an amazing weekend. When you think about everything from Parents Day weekend up at the Air Force Academy to the Arts Festival in Manitou, and yep, the story you just gave about Fountain. There was concerts down at the Royal Gorge Bridge. And the Labor Day liftoff, despite the weather giving it a few challenges, really was amazing. Something fun happened on Sunday night. I've always been asked, how many out-of-town visitors do you think come?
Yeah.
And then, you know, since we don't charge admission, it's a little hard to estimate. Mm-hmm. There was, on Sunday night, there was a drone flying over, and they asked the crowd if you were from out of town to hold your cell phone up, and this drone was going to get a picture.
Okay.
And so they did, and I'm telling you, there were more than 9,000, there were almost 80,000 people there in total.
Wow.
On Sunday night is what they estimated. Thousands of phones went up from the visitors, and then they asked them to put their phones down, and then asked the residents of Colorado Springs to put their phones up. So I can't wait to see the drone photos, because the mayor said, he was standing there with me, he said, well, Doug, this really tells you how many people from out of town were there. So one of the things I do want your listeners to know, too, is that the city, through the lodging and auto rental tax collections, put almost $134,000 towards that event. So sometimes, you know, people will ask, well, how do you fund things like that? Well, it's the tax you don't pay. It's the visitors who are staying in hotels and renting cars. Mm-hmm. That money gets collected by the city. The Convention and Visitors Bureau gets funded through that. But events like Labor Day Liftoff get substantial funds since there's no admission charge. So I want people to know that the lodging and auto rental tax gets used for things like the 4th of July, the Philharmonic playing in, in Memorial Park, and all sorts of events. So anyway, super weekend.
Well, and it sounds like it just pays for itself, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, it really does. And then, you know, there was some fun yesterday over at Rock Ledge Park.
I can tell you got some sun.
Well, Doug, I'll tell you, the Canyon City Interoceans outscored the Camp Creek Cloudbusters 22-18 in an 1800 Labor Day baseball game.
Yeah.
And it was just great. And it just reminds you, I mean, there were families everywhere. Again, what a gem Rock Ledge Park is.
Yeah.
For people to go enjoy and take their friends when they come to visit, and take your own families over there. So yeah, it was one of those weekends that it was great to be in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, there was no lack of events or stuff to do, that's for sure.
And for those who have been driving, you know, around the area and looking up at the mountains, you know, you realize that the trees are starting to turn a little bit early.
Snow on Pikes Peak
Peak. They're if you go to visitcos.com/fall, we've got all kinds of photo tips on our website where things are turning, tips on how to take great pictures of the aspens. So visitcos.com/fall.
And have you guys, again, estimated for kind of the early change? Because I know I've started seeing pictures already of like yellow aspen, and I was like, wait a minute.
I know. We depend on the Farmer's Almanac, like a lot of people do, you know, who are saying it's going to be an early winter and maybe a little bit more severe winter than we had last year. And I know that all of our friends up in ski country will be excited to hear that, because it was a late start to the season last year. But no, we do depend on the Farmer's Almanac.
Absolutely. Well, and even though we're heading into fall, Doug, it doesn't mean lack of events going on in our area, I'm sure.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, the fallen firefighters are coming up, and it will continue. And all the weekends of the Air Force football games give people a reason to rally around the Falcons and go up there, and high school football. There's just all kinds of great things that get the fall going.
Absolutely.
And since we've passed Labor Day now, which is it's not the end of summer. We've still got a few more weeks officially, but how did we do for tourism in the summer of this year?
Well, I would say that the reports on the lodging and auto rental tax collections were up significantly over 2017, which was a record-setting year. And there's no question that the U.S. Senior Open was a big help. Yeah. That end of June, early July boost was reminiscent of what happened 10 years ago in 2008. But the attractions, everything we are hearing, the summer was a record setter. So, yeah, we thank you for inviting your friends and family to come visit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Doug. Doug Price with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. What's the website again if people want to go get some tips on taking photos?
Visitcos.com/fall.
All right, Doug. We'll see you again soon. Thank you for joining us. 7:42 on KRDO's Morning News.